Unit 4. Recording 19.
Oh, yes, I was going to walk you through our client database. It's quite simple, and it has the usual objects, tables, forms, and reports. Now, here's the table for the client companies. It looks like a spreadsheet, doesn't it? Each record in the table is like a row on a spreadsheet. It has several fields, like cells in a spreadsheet. This one has the customer ID and information about the person who we contact at the company. Given name, family name, job title, email address, you know, things like that. We give each customer a customer ID so that each record is unique. Everyone has a different customer ID. Because it's unique, we can use it as the primary key. Now, there's another table here, the table for orders. We give each order a unique order number. That becomes the primary key for that table. And we have fields for item, number of items ordered, cost, and so on. Next, we have the forms, which make it easy to put information into a table. This one's for adding a new customer or updating customers' details. And we have a few reports already prepared for printing. Here's one of them, the yearly report for total sales. We can also retrieve a record, of course, if we just want to look at one record. And if we want to combine information from more than one table, we can query the database. Is that making sense? Any questions so far?